Mm.
I always liken our Apple industry to the car industry. There's nothing wrong with the current model. It's all very nice, and why don't we just keep making the same model? But everyone likes to have a new model. It's exciting, it's new, it's different. So I think it's quite important that the Apple industry has new varieties come on stream, not too fast, but in a steady progression to, you know, just excite the consumer's appetite for Apples, because Apples, as we know, has been around forever, so to speak. And to keep people's interest in Apples, I think it's important that we have new varieties.
Let's just pick up this one here, and perhaps you could describe it.
This is a large apple. It's a really deep burgundy colour, and one of the attributes of this apple is when you cut it, it has a non-browning effect, so it's a creamy coloured apple, not real white flesh, but it doesn't brown readily, which is a nice attribute for apples too. Has a really crunchy taste and has a lovely little after flavour. It's obviously a cross between Sundowner and Royal Gala, so it's got the sweetness of Royal Gala, but the distinctive flavour of Sundowner also.
And I'm curious about the colour. Was that a happy byproduct of the development, or was purpose-built?
That comes from the cross between Royal Gala and Sundowner, and that's what it's thrown up.
From a grower's point of view, is it a difficult thing to grow? What are the benefits?
It seems to be a very grower-friendly apple. It develops tree branches quite nicely. It's a medium to large apple, and it's a one-pick apple, basically, because of the high intensity of the colour, no matter where it is in the canopy, which is quite amazing.
What are the benefits to a grower with that one-pick system?
Oh, just lowers the cost of harvest, and this apple has got quite a large window to harvest in. It's looking like good 4 to 6 weeks in which we can harvest and not lose any maturity. In fact, the longer it's left on the tree, the more intense the flavour is.
Now, all this talk about fresh, crispy apples is certainly making me hungry. I'll let you... Do you want to give it a bite?
Well, I've got my trusty pocket knife here, so we'll cut one of this great big nice crunchy slice off here.
And very juicy.
You can try that, Anthony.
I'm getting hungry just looking at it, so let's not waste any time, shall we?
We'll have a crunch.
Mmm. That's good.
That's very good, yeah.
Very good. Very juicy.
Yeah. And
well, it might be true that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but that apple just doesn't fall off the tree overnight. The evolution of the Bravo apple actually started 20 years ago at the Department of Agriculture and Foods Apple Breeding Program in Manjimup. Technical Officer Steel Jacob took me on a tour of the facility.
I mean, are we competing against bananas here? Is this some sort of super race?
I think we might be comparing apples with oranges.
Oh, very good. So how many species of apples can we see?
We have endless. In the ground at the moment, we have 50,000 seedlings, which, of course, only about 0.25 or 0.3% will get selected to the next stage. In the next stage, we have about 300 superior selections of trees, I suppose, that we're evaluating. And from that, maybe 10 might make it out onto stage 3 and grower trials, where we can further see if there could potentially be a place for them in the industry.
Was there a certain sense of excitement, like a literal eureka moment, when you did stumble across the new Bravo?
I don't know about at the time. I wasn't the one who initially selected it, but I think that we've always seen promising. I've looked back at our records and what we'd said about it the first times we saw it. And yes, the comments that were made were interesting, unique, very dark, and excellent flavour with a in 12 years ago what we wrote about it, and I suppose that's evolved. What we say, we need then industry to think the same things, but we're always finding apples here that potentially have excitement issues. I find a couple a year that I get quite excited about, but then it's a matter of seeing whether they stack up to being a performer in growers' properties and in orchards.
It's like one big version of American Idol, isn't it? It's you got to pass the grade and you go to Hollywood in the end, don't you?
Yes, yep. A lot drop by. As you can see, there's a few gaps where trees have been removed. They've been eliminated from the process, and we end up with those select few that make it to the further testing sites. And then from those, I suppose that's where Bravo has come to the top.
Bound for glory.
Hopefully, yes. And hopefully there's a few more to follow in the coming years.
That's our reporter, Anthony Pansier, with the Department of Agriculture and Foods Technical Officer, Steele Jacob, talking about Western Australia's new apple, the Bravo.